Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, showers, and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms early, clearing skies overnight in the lower to mid 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, clear, 62, and Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers have announced intent to repeal and replace the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. Michael Clement shares more on what this means for farmers and ranchers.
The American Farm Bureau Federation calls the intent to rewrite the Navigable Waters Protection Rule a blow to agriculture. Don Parrish, AFBF Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, says the focus of the rewrite is concerning.
There's a little bit of confusion about exactly what EPA is proposing here, but they are definitely saying that they are going to repeal and replace. They're focused on ephemeral features and adjacent wetlands. What they're going to do is probably take a significant step back from the clarity that the Navigable Waters Protection Rule provides.
Parrish says the concern is returning to burdensome and unclear regulations.
When you start talking about ephemeral features, features that are ditches or even less than ditches, they only have water in them when it rains. All of a sudden, you're really kind of glossing over the fact that you're regulating land use as opposed to water. If that's their target, the whole issue of where water ends and land begins, there's a real question mark on the landscape. And it's going to create all kinds of issues.
Parrish adds the issue is whether the rule protects water or regulates land use.
I don't know where this is going, but it is clearly going to be a really detailed and a really significant fight. And I need farmers and ranchers to understand that this is not a fight about protecting water quality, because the Navigable Waters Protection Rule does that. This is a fight over land use.
Learn more at fb.org/issues. Michael Clements, Washington.
And Kansas Senator Dr. Roger Marshall joined a bipartisan group of colleagues in introducing the Hunger-Free Summer for Kids Act. It adds flexibility to USDA Summer Food Service Program, which offers children free lunch and snacks during the summer. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Number of News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Governor Laura Kelly has announced that the state is working to end some of the pandemic disaster operations in the state after the COVID-19 pandemic, but she says it'll not be done by Tuesday when the state's disaster declaration is set to expire. Governor Kelly believes that the state will not be ready to end the declaration of emergency until at least the end of August. She says if the state does not have the emergency declaration in place, then many executive orders, including the one allowing the Kansas National Guard to be able to assist with vaccine distribution, would end. According to the newly changed laws under the Kansas Emergency Management Act, the Legislative Coordinating Council would be able to approve any further extensions in the state. In other news, tickets for the Garth Brooks sale at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City officially went on sale just an hour ago. KWCH News reports that all these seats will be reserved and there are an 8-ticket limit per purchaser for the show. All tickets are starting at $94.95, including fees. You can find them online at Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. Mid-America Network News.
Springtime is upon us, and that means nice weather and, unfortunately, spring storms. Burwell Construction is here to not only take care of your roof, siding, and guttering should you get damaged from any storms, but to make sure your backyard is more enjoyable with a new deck or patio cover. For over 30 years, you've trusted Burwell Construction. They've been improving homes just like yours. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
For Western Kansas wheat growers, SY Wolverine is 2021's must-plant wheat variety. New from the AgriPro brand, SY Wolverine has been a top yielder in AgriPro dryland and irrigated trials for 3 years running. In addition to high yield potential, SY Wolverine offers excellent drought tolerance, strong straw strength, and improved wheat streak tolerance. Now is the time to call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agripro.com.
A former Wichita teacher and city council candidate has pleaded guilty to having a sexual relationship with a student. Rodney Wren pleaded guilty on Wednesday this week to one of three counts of unlawful sexual relations. He admitted having sex with an underage girl in 2015 and 2016 while he worked at Wichita Collegiate School. He was fired from the school when he was arrested in February of 2020. Wren was a longtime teacher and debate coach at Wichita Collegiate. He ran unsuccessfully for District Number 2, Wichita City Council seat in 2019. His attorney said Wren's actions were wrong, but he said that Wren was not a pedophile. In other news, the company of Cerner says it plans to eliminate roughly 500 positions across the globe as part of a continuing effort to transform its mission. The healthcare information technology company did not say how many of the cuts would affect Kansas City area workers. The company, based out of North Kansas City, said it will remain the largest private employer in the Kansas City region. Cerner employs roughly 26,000 people across the world and roughly 13,000 at several Kansas City campuses. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Authorities have identified a man who was killed earlier this week in a shootout with police in western Nebraska following an hours-long standoff at a Scotts Bluff home. The Nebraska Attorney General's office said yesterday in a news release that 47-year-old Daniel Ojeda was fatally wounded in the shootout. The Attorney General's office will conduct the grand jury investigation into Ojeda's death. Police in Scotts Bluff have said officers were called to the home around noontime on Monday for reports of a man with a gun threatening to harm himself or others, and that officers were held at bay outside the home for nearly 6 hours. Authorities say when a team of officers entered the home, Ojeda fired at them and they returned fire, killing him. Lancaster County authorities trying to identify human remains that were found near Pawnee Lake west of Lincoln. Sheriff Terry Wagner says investigators found the remains yesterday in a wooded area on the southwest side of the lake. Friday, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Seneca will celebrate 150 plus 1 June 11th and 12th. Kylie Lukaroff, the Seneca Chamber Downtown Impact, comments on the activities planned.
Well, we've got all kinds of stuff going on celebrating Seneca's 150 plus 1 birthday. We have cruise night and food trucks and speaker Mitch Holtis happening Friday night. And then Saturday, there's going to be some turn of the century demonstrators. Our museums are going to be open in the morning. We've got a cornhole tournament going on. There's going to be live music and games and food and all kinds of stuff happening out at Skok Park, which is our park next to our pool. Friday, any of the events going on don't start until 5 or later, so it's all just evening stuff. Saturday, we've got stuff going on all day. From 9 to noon is the museum, the turn of the century demonstrators. And then in the afternoon, starting at 1, we're going to have the games and the live music going on. If you want any specific details, we've got the whole list of activities at our website, seneca-kansas.com/150-1.
The event was initially planned last year, but was delayed due to COVID issues.
There's been lots of planning by the Chamber Board, and then, of course, we couldn't be putting this event on without all of our sponsors by a lot of our business community here in Seneca. We had a lot of really generous donations that's making all of this possible. The pandemic made planning anything so difficult. It got to a point where we were just not sure we were going to be able to have the celebration we were wanting to have with restrictions that were in place, so it got decided to move it a year. While it made it difficult because parts of it were like planning it twice, some things, you know, we got to talk about it for 2 years. So that was kind of, there were good things and there were struggles, but all in all, it's turning out wonderfully and we're really excited for this weekend.
Again, the activities begin tonight, continuing Saturday in Seneca. Washington County Saddle Club will host the annual Washington County Rodeo with performances Friday and Saturday evenings, June 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m. Featuring a free barbecue meal Friday with admission tickets, children's stick horse races ages 8 and under Friday with a chore relay for ages 9 through 18 Saturday night. A special performance featuring Roman riding each evening at 6:30. And Savannah Chestnut is live for the rodeo dance Saturday evening at 9. Free admission to the dance with tickets or $5 admission applies. Tickets available at the gate at the Washington County Rodeo Friday and Saturday nights. Sam Wymore Days return this weekend with a free block party downtown Friday evening, including family activities and kids games. A flea market Saturday and Sunday, plus Saturday a community breakfast at the community center, 5K run walk, and a parade beginning at 10:30 Saturday with a theme movie night. A chicken barbecue at the fire hall will follow, free swimming noon until 8, museums open downtown, a garden tractor pull and BMX stunt show and amazing race are all planned. The schedule of events is on the Sam Wymore Days Facebook page. Waterville citywide garage sales are planned this weekend. Maps available at convenience stores, My Sister's Closet, and Waterville Post Office. Blue Rapids Community Action Team will host a free movie Under the Stars Friday featuring Angels in the Outfield, showing on the square at 9, with concessions available and free live music before the movie. City of Washington will host a ribbon cutting for completion of the water project Monday, 10 a.m., at 110 C Street, highlighting improvements to the community's infrastructure that will last for generations. City of Washington also announcing a new website, washingtonks.municipalimpact.com. Cleanup efforts at Lake Idlewild north of Waterville continue with a volunteer cleanup planned Sunday afternoon, 3 until 5, followed by a barbecue with children's games, activities for the family, and more. Savannah Chestnut will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She was a recent guest on The Voice on Blake Shelton's team. Savannah Chestnut from Emporia has performed locally and will be highlight entertainment at the Washington County Rodeo Dance Saturday evening.
Oh, this summer we have so many different festivals lined up all over the country, really. Things that would be in your area would be the Washington County Rodeo that's going to be this Saturday that we're really excited to play. Always pumped for a rodeo gig. And then we're also going to be at the Marshall County Fair this summer as well. I always just said I wanted to be able to make a living doing what I love and make a career out of it. And now that I've done that and kind of learned the ropes of how to get that done and keep it going, my next goal is probably to get on tour with a bigger band. I think that would be a good next step for us. If that doesn't happen anytime soon, we're still doing really well otherwise, doing really cool, bigger shows all the time. I'm headlining the Granada Theater in Emporia this Friday, which feels like a really big step for me, being able to headline a venue like that. So it's moving forward slowly but surely all the time.
Services for Connie I. Jaquis, age 77, of Marysville, who passed away May 6th, are planned Saturday, June 12th, 11 a.m. at First Christian Church in Marysville. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Connie Jaquis.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. for the life well remembered. Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we have a low pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front extending into the central parts of the United States. That's going to bring showers and thunderstorms across the area, mainly this afternoon, continuing into tonight. We're still going to see warm temperatures out there behind the cold front, maybe a degree or two cooler, but really not too much of a difference. High pressure system moves in for the weekend into the early parts of next week. We will continue to see temperatures across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. West in the upper 80s and into the 90s. So across the area, increasing clouds, showers, and thunderstorms likely, mainly this afternoon, upper 80s. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, partly cloudy skies, lower to mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 60s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-June, 85, record high on this date, 106, the average low 62, the record low 45. Sunset this evening 8:54, sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
It's a summertime food favorite, unless your kids have braces. Corn on the cob, the best ways to taste it on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 11th, the 162nd day of the year. The Young and the Restless fan favorite Peter Bergman is celebrating a birthday, and on this day in 1982, Steven Spielberg's movie E.T. was released in theaters. While it's still too soon for a summer harvest, it's never too early to talk about corn on the cob. Some people call it a sweet pole or a corn stick. And corn on the cob is something we will enjoy later on this season. But today, folks in Plainview, Minnesota are celebrating in advance, holding a parade, a talent show, and a soapbox derby in honor of National Corn on the Cob Day. When you do get ready for that ear of corn, you can nosh on it with some butter and salt. But experts say side to side like a typewriter is the most common way to enjoy it. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about tasty treats at almanac.com.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The new 2021 Chevrolet and Buick models are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including the new Chevy Equinox Premier and Premier All-Wheel Drive, the new Chevy Traverse and Chevy Blazer, the new Buick Enclave Essence, and two Envision Essence. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, a win for the Royals. Good Friday, everyone. George Soler and Andrew Benintendi homered to help back Mike Minor, and the Kansas City Royals snapped a five-game losing streak by beating the Oakland Athletics 6-1. The Royals finally got to Frankie Montas, who was crisp into the seventh inning with eight strikeouts and no walks. He was tagged for three runs, two earned on five hits over six and a third innings. Minor struck out eight and walked one while allowing three hits and one earned run over seven strong innings. Hunter Dozier hit a tying double in the seventh, then Kevin Gutierrez followed with a go-ahead two-run single. Again, the Royals over the Oakland A's last night, 6-1. That series continues this evening, first pitch at 8:40. The news not so good for the Wichita Wind Surge last night as they lost to the Tulsa Drillers 12-10. Game 4 of that series is tonight in Tulsa. First pitch set for 7:05. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, KCLAN. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of KCLAN informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. Chiefs Kingdom, the offensive line that the Kansas City Chiefs aggressively overhauled this offseason, has taken a hit. Veteran Kyle Long suffered a knee injury during voluntary workouts that could require surgery and keep him out of training camp. The 32-year-old Long came out of a one-year retirement designed largely to get him healthy to sign a one-year contract with the Chiefs, who completely recast their offensive line after it was decimated by injuries and opt-outs last season. Long failed to make it through 3 weeks of workouts before another injury sidelined him. Kansas Athletics announced it will host its 37th annual Late Night in the Fog on Friday, October 1st in Allen Field House. Due to the worldwide pandemic last year, the 36th Late Night at the Fog was virtual, but Allen Field House will return to hosting the event this year in person. Late Night started in 1985 and features music by the KU Pep Band, routines from KU Spirit Squad, coach and player introductions, scrimmages, and much more. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school all-star games are planned this weekend with area athletes competing in volleyball, girls and boys basketball at Beatrice, and eight-man football at Beloit. Friday night volleyball includes Diller O'Dell's Addison Heideman and Ada Lovett at 7:30 from the Truman Center at SCC. Saturday night girls basketball will include Wymore Southern's Keeley Clover, tipping at 6. Boys at 8 will include Austin Juergens of Diller O'Dell and Carson Borzachowski of Wymore Southern at 8. Also at the Truman Center in Beatrice. From Beloit, Saturday, 8-man Division II kicks off at 10 with Frankfurt's Gavin Corneliuson and Aiden Gerstner, Hanover's Jacob Juniman, Colin Juniman, and Jacob Klipp, as well as Axtell's Mitchell Bussing, George Voley, and Coach Eric Detweiler. KNDY will air the game live with pregame coverage at 9:30 on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Washington County's Drew Berman is on the D1 squad. Kickoff at 1, online, streaming only at the KNDY and 8-Man All-Star websites.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Keep your plants looking their best and weeds under control with just a few adjustments to your gardening. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by evaluating the growing conditions. When weeds outnumber your desirable plants, it's time for a change. improving the soil, providing needed water, and growing plants in the sunlight they prefer results in healthy plants that can outcompete the weeds. Remove weeds before planting. Once the garden is planted, spread a layer of shredded leaves, herbicide-free grass clippings, evergreen needles, or other organic matter over the soil surface. Mulch helps suppress weeds, conserve moisture, and improve the soil as it decomposes. Have a small bucket at the door with your favorite weeding tool and gloves. Use any spare minutes to pull a few weeds. Before you know it, you'll have the whole garden weeded. And try to pull weeds as they appear and before they can set seed, adding to the future weed population. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you were looking for some used parts to repair your car, you might go to a scrapyard to find what you needed. So what do you do if you have a military fighter jet that needs a spare piece of equipment? You go here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It's known by the acronym AMARG, the 309th Aerospace Maintenance and Regeneration Group. Most folks refer to their base as the Boneyard.
It's the government's main storage facility for aerospace assets, mainly military, but also other agencies.
Scott Marchand is director of collections at the Pima Air Museum in Tucson that sits adjacent to the Boneyard.
At any one given time, there's probably about 4,000 aircraft parked over there. In the early 80s, they reached the all-time high of about, I think, 6,800 aircraft. Principally, the aircraft do go there for reclamation.
There are a variety of reasons aircraft wind up at the Boneyard.
Over time, better airframes will come along and supplant the role or mission of these aircraft. And like, for example, satellites basically made reconnaissance aircraft obsolete. So, you know, manned reconnaissance aircraft aren't really necessary anymore. So what happens, they'll get sent here and they'll get put into storage.
Some aircraft are scrapped, but many of the 4,000-plus planes here do have an important role.
The military use these as their own parts warehouse, basically. So lower airframe life hour aircraft, or you know, say something's damaged in a heavy landing accident. The landing gear's no good, spars cracked, but you have a good engine, you have good ejection seats, you have good radios, good radars, good control surfaces. So those are all reclaimed.
It's quite a sight to see, with thousands of military planes and helicopters sitting in one place. You can see them for yourself. Your own tour of the military scrapyard, if you will. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a retirement farm machinery auction for Floyd and Julie Munson, southeast of Olesburg, Kansas. Saturday, June 12th, sale begins at 10 a.m. Selling tractors and machinery, including an IH-10 86 diesel with cab, Farmall 706 diesel, H Farmall gas tractor, Vermeer big baler, New Holland trail type mower, 5-bar hay rake, pop-up bale loader, 2-wheel big bale mover, 9-foot pull type swather, plus other machinery and miscellaneous. Vehicles and trailers include a 2,000-2,500 GMC 4x4 pickup with a good hydrobed bale bed, 335,000 miles, an 88 Chrysler 5th Avenue 4-door car, 150,000 miles, 20-foot tandem axle gooseneck flatbed trailer with ramps and double jack stand, 16x5-foot bumper hitch stock trailer with a good floor. Salvage items, livestock equipment, mower, generator shop tools, some guns, antiques, collectibles, and household items. Selling for Floyd and Julie Munson, this retirement farm machinery auction will be held at 12245 Booth Creek Road at Olesburg. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Saturday. Auction conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
People who like to run know the importance of cooling down afterwards. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Horses are no different, so be sure they're recovered after a hard ride as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Work your horse hard, it's important to make sure it's properly recovered afterwards. Deborah Hagstrom is an equine extension specialist at the University of Illinois. She says if the horse is breathing really hard and showing signs of distress, you have to help it cool down. As soon as you can, get the saddle off the horse.
The saddle pad and the saddle hold a lot of heat in on a large surface area on the animal. So the sooner you can get them untacked, the quicker they're going to be able to start cooling down more efficiently. The second thing that you want to do is either get them in the shade or get fans on them, or an even better option is to hose them down so that they can start having some help cooling down.
As long as the horse isn't showing extreme exhaustion, you can walk it to slowly bring down its heart and respiratory rates. This is helpful for muscles to clear lactic acid and prevent soreness.
The normal respiratory rate or breathing rate should be 8 to 16 breaths per minute, and then a normal heart rate is between 30 and 42 or 45. So you should know what's normal for your animal, and then you can gauge how taxed they are by gauging their respiratory rate at that moment in time.
Hagstrom says when the horse's respiratory and heart rates are back to normal, it's recovered from the ride. Make sure the horse rehydrates, but go easy. If it wants to drink a half bucket, that's okay. If it wants to gulp down 4 or 5 buckets, that's too much water at once, so it's better to let the horse drink in increments. Find more tips for cooling your horse down after a long ride at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be an auction of household items and a number of tools for Jim Nork Saturday, June 12th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 908 North 9th in Marysville. This will be a short sale, lots of tools, selling a 2004 Ford XLT Ranger pickup, 144,000 miles, a 2015 Troy-built 42-inch 15-horse rodding mower, self-propelled mower. A number of tools include a circular saw, jigsaws, electric sander, Dremel tools, hole saws, extension and step ladders. Furniture items include a newer twin-size bed, several chests of drawers, some desks, a retro platform rocker and couch, newer mini-fridge, a microwave, four-drawer file cabinet, some collectibles including an oak chair and desk with underbook storage. Again, this will be a shorter sale with a lot of tools, some household items, selling for Jim Nork. Saturday, June 12th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 908 North 9th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us lay before the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the
heard the saying, a penny saved is a penny earned. But what does it mean to put this into practice? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. The best way to save money is to reframe your thinking around it. Focus on how it will help you accomplish your goals in life, both now and in the future. Even though it may sound cliche, a simple way to save is to pay yourself. You can do this by setting up automatic deposits into your savings account every payday. You might also want to evaluate your current lifestyle to identify any adjustments you'd want to make to create some additional ways to save. Maybe it's time to declutter your home. Consider selling those items you no longer need. Or limit the amount of times you go out to eat and instead put the money towards your savings. Saving takes commitment. But the saying rings true. The more you save, the more you earn. So save those pennies and use them to help you live a life of purpose and gratitude.
Join Main Street Hair Design for the annual Sam Wymore Days this weekend. Something for everyone. This year, the new Amazing Race offers tons of fun for the whole family. For Main Street Hair Design Salon in Wymore, full-service salon offering hair, nails, and skin services. Barron's Meat Plant invites everyone to Sam Wymore Days. Enjoy the flea market, a block party, barbecue, parade, and this year, the Amazing Race. Bring the family, enjoy the festivities. Barron's Meat Plant in Wymore, proud supporter of greater community events.
U.S. cotton producers depend a great deal on the export trade, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers and applicators about safety when using foliar pesticides. Tim Joseph is with Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Applicators should be sure to cover exposed skin, wear closed-toed shoes and goggles, and use non-absorbent gloves when applying crop protection products. It's also important to properly clean the equipment to avoid accidental exposure. The product labels also outline application and use requirements.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
Plains Cotton Cooperative Association is a grower-owned marketing co-op based in Lubbock, Texas. And Kevin Brinkley is the president and CEO.
Somewhere around 85 to 90% of our cotton goes offshore to be produced into textiles and apparel. So that means that we've got to move several million 500-pound bales from an interior warehouse in Lubbock, Texas, or Altus, Oklahoma, or wherever it happens to be, likely to a destination in Southeast Asia where they have textile manufacturing.
As a result, says Brinkley, U.S. cotton shippers find themselves competing for space on ships heading back to Asian ports. He says those ships sometimes have to wait up to 2 weeks for a berth to open up in a U.S. port.
Whatever they're bringing over here, whether it's iPhones or televisions or Peloton machines, those are high-value items. And, of course, we've got cotton, a pretty low-margin item going back in that. So a lot of times they'll just turn it around empty.
That, says Brinkley, is hard to take.
You know, do we need to come in and remodel or expand some of these ports to make way for the increase in trade? The one thing that we know is that we do have to have trade. I mean, especially us in agriculture, we have to have it.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Winter wheat harvest has been underway for a few weeks in Texas, but it's been kind of a slow start, according to Darby Campsey with Texas Wheat.
Yeah, so we did get started with harvest about a month ago, but it progressed very, very slowly. And for pretty obvious reasons, the whole state was covered up with rain pretty much the entire month of May. And so producers down south just had a really hard time getting all of their wheat out before all those rains came through.
Yeah, some of those late May rains did not come at exactly the most opportune time, huh?
Unfortunately, we did see a little bit of a sprout issue down in the Waco area because of those rains. That wheat was ready to come out, and they just didn't have the chance to cut it. But fortunately, it doesn't appear to be too severe or too widespread.
Oh, well, that's good.
Moving north from South Texas, the wheat does look pretty good. So far, we are hearing of pretty fair test weights, especially for the wheat being a little bit waterlogged there in the Blacklands. But good protein and overall pretty good yields as well. So we've just gotten started this week cutting in the rolling plain, and the wheat coming into Wichita Falls looks very good. And thankfully, they didn't get too much rain. The rain that they did get later in the spring was added benefit because the crop had been a little drought stressed.
She says she expects the wheat harvest in the High Plains to start in the next 7 to 10 days. Darby Campsey with Texas Wheat. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hake News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray, W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at W-R-A-Y.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A couple of bills have been introduced in the House of Representatives to help close the gap on rural broadband. Michael Clements has more.
The American Farm Bureau Federation supports two bills that would improve rural broadband connections. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Emily Bunkman says Farm Bureau supports the Broadband for Rural America Act by House Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Glenn G.T. Thompson.
Farm Bureau is extremely appreciative of the Ag Committee's effort in trying to tackle the digital divide. Rural broadband is something that we do see as a bipartisan issue, and the legislation would provide over $7 billion in authorizations, including making permanent the Reconnect program, which has provided lots of support for our rural communities.
Farm Bureau also supports the Eliminating Barriers to Rural Internet Development Grant Eligibility Act.
This legislation was introduced by a ranking member of the House Transportation Infrastructure Committee, Sam Graves, out of Missouri. This legislation seeks to provide additional flexibility to the Economic Development Administration whenever it comes to funding to support broadband programming in rural communities.
Buckman says broadband is a necessity for rural America.
These pieces of legislation are extremely important because, as we've all seen, broadband is a necessity, and our rural communities still lag behind our urban counterparts. And these pieces of legislation focus in on providing resources to rural communities that lack it.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
A new study shows weather during three key growth stages of corn can predict grain quality and yield months before harvest on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Protein and oil concentrations in corn simply by looking at weather patterns. University of Illinois researchers developed an algorithm to make end-of-season yield and quality predictions weeks or months ahead of harvest. They analyzed 7 years of weather data during three important stages in corn development: emergence, silking, and grain fill. Julianne Seebauer is a principal crop sciences research specialist and co-author of the study. She says they've been able to hone in on weather conditions that influence protein and oil content.
To get more protein, you would want it a little drier in the spring and hot and dry at flowering. We would also have it relatively hot during that grain fill season. We'd have to have enough water available at grain fill to be able to take up nitrogen and put more protein into that grain.
They found the opposite weather conditions will produce higher oil concentration in the corn.
We would need a little bit more water and lower temperatures during the flowering and grain fill. The plant is having so much photosynthesis, it can only put so much starch in the grain, so then it also makes oil and packs that in. Then having enough water available to make that photosynthesis and all the carbohydrates is ideal.
The overall goal is to make early predictions on how the corn will be used without the need for specialized testing equipment. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the corn and weather study at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, still struggling with our corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat as we roll towards the end of the day today. July corn is down 19 and three quarters at 679 and a quarter. September is down 13 and three quarters at 624 and a half. July Kansas City wheat is down 7 at 633 and a quarter. September is down 7 and a quarter at 641 and a quarter. Minneapolis and Chicago wheat are in the tank as well. July soybeans down 41 and three quarters at 1502 and a quarter. August beans down 33 and a quarter at 1476 and three quarters. Soybean meal is way down. July is down 210 at 379.50. August is down 170 at 382.30. July soybean oil is down 350 at 66.96. August is down 324 at 65.48. So not a good day in the soybean complex. Cotton is down. July cotton is down 38 points at 86.98. October is down 85 at 88.41. So not the best look there. Things improve dramatically when we start looking at cattle. June live cattle up 97 at 118.55. August up 140 at 119.95. Back months are up, many by more than a dollar. In feeder cattle, things look good there. August feeders up 255 at 150.95. September feeders up 242 at 153.32. Got some strong gains in each of the remaining months as well. Hogs are mixed. June hogs up 7 at 122.52. That's kind of the end of the good news. Everything else is lower. July hogs down 125 at 120.07. So sticky situation there for hogs. July crude oil is currently up 76 cents at 71.05 a barrel. Minus signs, though, with unleaded gas and heating oil. And currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 81 points at 34,384. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. For Western Kansas wheat growers, SY Wolverine is 2021's must-plant wheat variety. New from the AgriPro brand, SY Wolverine has been a top yielder in AgriPro dryland and irrigated trials for 3 years running. In addition to high yield potential, SY Wolverine offers excellent drought tolerance, strong straw strength, and improved wheat streak tolerance. Now's the time to call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Cape News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Cape Land. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cape Land informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my new song on KNDY.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive. Your hand in mine. I'm gonna love you like a prairie fire, and I'll
prairie fire. This is Savannah Chestnut. Join my band and I this Saturday night at the Washington County Rodeo. Show starts at 9.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.